So we're really on a roll here. So our next speaker's 15 minutes talk, just to give you a taste of more on the energy systems in the body. So I want to introduce Laura Fine. She's a licensed marriage and family counselor. She's studied with all the greats that you've heard of in the energy medicine, Barbara Brennan and others. And she's created her own system of energy work, and she calls it transpersonal energy healing. And I've had the privilege of experiencing her work firsthand, and my family has experienced her work firsthand, and we've always invited her to come in and work with the students in our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. Like on Monday, we're going to have her over to my house, and we're going to have a little intimate gathering and help to move some of the blocks that people have that prevent you from experiencing your full potential as a person, but also as a healer, and also health-wise. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Laura Fine. Let's give her
a thank you. Thank you. It's such an honor to be here, Rita Marie, and I just want to thank you. You have the real deal here. It's so great always to be with you on the stage, and then the people that you gather are always so fantastic. So thank you. Okay. Let me just see you for a moment and say hello and thank you for having me and for being here. I'm going to take 15 minutes to try to introduce you to I don't have to introduce you, Deanna introduced you in an amazing way, this talk about energy, which was just so fabulous and setting the stage for what I want to bring forward next, which is the magic and the wonder of transpersonal energy healing and how it can impact what you are doing with clients yourself. So I'm Laura Fine. I've been doing this work for over 35 years. And I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients, training people how to do energy healing, working with coaches and therapists and practitioners to apply energy healing to their practice in a really grounded and practical and useful way to help clients get to the root of an issue. And to also demystify it, because it sounds so weird and strange, and it's actually really, really useful tool. So we're going to look at big shifts for big healings when willpower doesn't work, and why that is and what happens. So let me just say a little bit for a moment I need the mysterious clicker that has its own mind. Let's see, which button do I push? I'm not sure what I'm doing. The arrow, the right arrow. There we go. Okay, thank you. Okay, so transpersonal energy healing therapy is a system that uses the body's cues to get to release the core of the issue quickly, And Candace Pert, I don't know if any of you are familiar with her work in Molecules of Emotion. She won the Pulitzer Prize for proving that every molecule in the body records the entire history of the human, of their emotions, and of every experience that they've ever had. So thank you, Candace. She did that brilliantly. And just to do a little personal share for a moment, I have been a holistic health practitioner and a health nut all my adult life, from my early 20s on. And then 16 years ago, in the year 2000, I happened, for no known reason, I got idiopathic cardiomyopathy, fancy name for heart failure for no known cause. I almost died. I was down to a 15% ejection fraction, and then I became a grateful heart transplant recipient. So I'm a heart transplant recipient of 16 years. I'm in great health thanks to all the holistic practices that I do. But it also humbled me, because I was a real snob against Western medicine before that. And now, of course, it has saved my life. But more than that, it's brought me a level of spiritual and emotional understanding to my work with clients that I never knew I could have. So I'm very grateful for that. I want to just ask all of you, how many of you out here actually already have a practice as in the body-mind field, helping clients, whether it's as a practitioner, health coach, or other kind of medical professional? Okay, that's great. Or how many of you are aspiring to have a practice like that? Okay, fantastic. And how many of you have clients, or have a couple of clients, or a client somewhere that you really feel stuck with, that you just can't break through? Who's got that going on, that there's something that you're just stuck around? Okay, great. So in these next 15 minutes or so, I'm going to try to help you, introduce you to something that you can do to help them get unstuck. So, whoops, that is a sensitive little deal. Okay, so there's a big mistake that many practitioners make, which is we rely on, even seasoned practitioners, we rely on reason and trying to convince our clients to use their willpower to implement new, healthier behaviors, because that's what we know how to do. So even if you've got all the best of intentions, you've got all the right lab reports, you've got all the statistics, you've got the brilliant intuition, and you actually really know I could help this client, and you're trying to get them to trust you and convince them that you can, and somehow you just can't break through that stuck place with them. I love that. I don't remember who it was, somebody over here that talked about the woman whose throat closed up when she ate certain foods, that had a client like that. So there are reasons that we can't get beyond those stuck places, and energy healing is going to help us understand why that happens. So what are the consequences when we rely just on reason and willpower to try to help our clients get unstuck? Well, there's a whole bunch more than is on this sheet, but I want to at least talk about one or two. One is, if I rely just on my willpower and my client's willpower, and I try to explain to them and convince them the bad consequences, they come to you, they're sick, they're scared, and you want to help them, and you know you can help them, but there's this resistance going on in them because they're afraid, I'm going to fail. If I've failed already for I don't know how many times going to this doctor and that doctor, by the time they end up with you, they want to trust you, but something inside of them is holding back and going, oh no, what if this doesn't work too? So it's really, really scary for that person, and they're trying to find a way to break through that and trust that maybe something will work when nothing else has. There's also potential financial loss. You know, I've spent hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars already. Now I got to go buy organic food and drink different water, and my family doesn't eat this way and they won't eat this way. Now I got to cook two dinners every night. So these are all the kinds of things that are processes that are possibly going on in your client's mind when trying to get better. There's other things, depression, low self-esteem. There's a lot of challenges that they're facing. Well, here's the good news, is it's not because you, if you're the client, it's not because you or your client are lazy or stupid or don't have time or they're undisciplined or they're too tired. It's not because of their bad attitude that they can't seem to do the things, implement the protocol that you want them to do to make the changes that they need to make. So what is the real reason? Well, interestingly enough, there is a real reason, and that is that the conscious mind is in conflict with subconscious beliefs. So when you sit down with your client, you're doing battle with their subconscious beliefs. So we all know, I should not eat that second piece of chocolate cake, right? I should not do that, but I'm going to do it, you know, because that emotional part of me is feeling deprived and feeling like there's too much that I'm going to lose, that I can't, and I know better, and I still do it anyway. So even for ourselves, all of us, you know, I'm sure everybody in here can relate to something that you aren't doing that you should be doing, right? We hear those shoulds or those should or you should not be doing, and you're battling, you're up against a subconscious conflict, a subconscious belief. So what is that exactly? Well, there's a lot more to that definition than what is right here, but let's just look at this for a minute. It's a habitual blueprint wired into the nervous system to maintain homeostasis of a patterned feeling state. So there's a sensate familiarity with a feeling. So when I eat that second piece of chocolate cake, I finally feel this full feeling, this I can relax for a minute before I get sick, right? And there's a sensate feeling that we are striving to feel again, that's familiar, that's comfortable, or even uncomfortable, but it's familiar and it's more comfortable than the unknown feeling of emptiness that I might feel if I don't eat when I'm not hungry. Does that make sense so far? Okay. So let me talk about, give you an example of a case, a real life case. And I'll just call this person JT. JT came to me. She was a young college student. She had really bad acne. She had a lot of anxiety. And she was really stuck in a migraine, pattern of migraines. She'd had migraines for as long as she could remember. And so she came for one of the sessions, and we were talking about the stressors that were going on in school. And she also had just come from visiting her parents, and her father is an active alcoholic, and her mother is this very spiritual, very into health, very health conscious, real conflicting dynamic at home, right? Really real polarization between the parents. And then going into school and showed up with all of these stressors going on, talking about the rough time that she'd had in experiences in her relationship with her father at home. So while she's telling me, she's crying. And while she's crying, when she's crying, she does this. She goes, she squeezes her eyes shut. She puts her hands over her face to hide her face in shame, and then over her ears. Then they go over her ears. And it was such a curious, interesting movement and gesture. And I said to her, JT, would you do that interesting movement that you're doing, would you do that again, but this time do it in slow motion? So she looked at me like kind of opened her eyes like she's crying. She's like, I said, okay. So she does this movement again in slow motion. I had her do it several times, and I said, I want you to really feel the sensation of what's going on as you do that movement. And so she did, and at one point she stopped. And she just got really still and really quiet. And then she popped her eyes open and she said, oh my God, I just had this memory. I said, tell me. So she had a flashback memory, spontaneous memory, to when she was 5 years old. And she was in the kitchen and her parents were fighting, really screaming, fighting at each other. And she was really scared and she scooted under the kitchen table on the floor and hid. And she got a really bad migraine. And she realized in this epiphany moment that I got those migraines because they drowned out, they were so bad that I couldn't hear the fight anymore. And she said, those migraines protected me. And this was the pattern that started from that moment in time. It was in the cellular memory that she accessed through slowing down time and connecting to the sensate experience that was going on inside of her. And then, so I said to her, let's just acknowledge that tissue for a minute. Can you just acknowledge that tissue that, well, you took care of me. You protected me. And so I said, can you come back and just touch that area and talk to that tissue for me? And so she did. She went inside and she kind of whispered to the tissue, thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for protecting me. Because what does a five-year-old know about how to take care of themselves in a dangerous situation, in a really frightening situation? She did the only thing her body was so smart to do that for her. And then I said, can you tell the tissue that those migraines, you don't need to do those migraines anymore, that you don't have to listen to fighting anymore, that you're big, you can walk out of the room and you can do other things. So what does your tissue need to hear now to take care of it? And she said, I'm strong and I'm safe. And she reprogrammed her tissue in that moment. And so this is the brilliance of how energy healing can work, transpersonal energy healing can work, and how we can use it to identify subconscious conflicts. So you're gonna hear, I love how Deanna called it the seven modalities. These are based in the seven chakras. Some distorted belief statements that we all use regularly. I'm gonna give you a handout, by the way, so you don't have to worry about copying all this down. I've got this and more on a handout that I'll give you. at the end of my talk. So I can't do it. Oftentimes is language that we use when we feel powerless. I can't do it. And it's a defense statement. It's usually tied into something from our history that we're drawing upon when we feel powerless, or I don't feel anything, we numb out. We've learned how to numb out. A lot of us use addictive substances because we're too overwhelmed by the degree of emotional feeling that we're having to be able to integrate it, to process it. Make sense so far? Okay, can anybody relate to this? All right, good, good, good. So that healing that happened with JT, I've seen that happen hundreds and hundreds of times. It sounds so magical, like, wow, that would be once in a blue moon. No. Every time we apply some simple processes, we can get to the root of a pattern really easily. So imagine if you as a practitioner, as a health coach, if you're working with your stuck clients and you can help them track down into a subconscious belief, you'll be able to break through. So I'd love to try something with all of you for a minute so you can actually experience. Now this is going to be a very condensed, so I don't have a lot of time, but let's dive in and see if you can let yourself really try this out for a minute. Anybody game? Everybody game? Okay, so right there, sitting at your seat, go ahead and close your eyes and clear your lap of your books and your papers and your coffee or your water. I'm so habituated to say coffee to groups, right? Put your water down or your tea and close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths. And I'd like you to, with your eyes closed, put your arms and your hands out in front of you, in the space in front of you, in the air. And let your arms just move like they're dancing. Just they're dancing in space. Good. And you're breathing and let them go wherever they want to go. Don't think about it. Don't worry about where they want to go. Now let them move faster. Make the dance be faster. Now I'm going to ask you a question that I don't want you to think about it, but your hands will know right where to go, okay? So keep your hands moving until I ask you the question. And the question is, I want your hands to go to the part of your body where your tissue feels scared. Go there right now, quick. Don't think about it, just go whatever. Don't worry if it's right or wrong. Just put your hands somewhere in your body, anywhere. You can be wrong, it's okay. Okay, now, this is, and you've got two hands, they can be in two different places if you want, or both on the same place, doesn't matter. Now take a deep breath and just notice this is what scared tissue feels like. This is what scared tissue feels like. And so just stay quietly, whisper to your tissue, I see that you're scared. I get it that you're scared. And just notice this is what scared tissue feels like. And take a deep breath and acknowledge it. And now I'd like you to, with your fingers, with your fingertips or your palms, just kind of press into that tissue gently and get to know it. Oh, hi, tissue. The issue is in the tissue. The memory is in the tissue. And now let your hands just vibrate the tissue. Just kind of shake it. If you're not sure what I mean, you can look up at me for a minute and then close your eyes again. Just vibrate the tissue. Vibrate it and breathe as you do that. And now slow the vibration down, slow it down until it comes to stillness. And let it be still. And now ask the tissue, what happened? What made you scared? What happened? And just breathe. And trust whatever comes to your mind. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's a blank, maybe there's a thought or an image or a sensation or a fragrance or a smell. Trust whatever comes to your mind. And take a deep breath. And when you're ready, go ahead and slowly open your eyes. So, did anybody have an aha? Just put up your hand if you had, or a thought or an awareness, or okay. So usually I like to take more time with this than what we had, so you can try this at home on your own if you'd like, or try this with a client where you can take more time to really let them connect, because the mind, the reasoning mind, works like electrical. It's fast. Thought is fast. But emotion and sensation is more fluid. It's more like the water element. It moves slower. So we need to make that shift to be able to slow down and have sensation and connect to that sensation. So let's see. God, there's so much I want to say. So let's go to the next. So there's a way out, and the way out is what we just did or began to do, which is make the subconscious mind conscious of the tissue. The issue is in the tissue. The issue is in the tissue. Heal the tissue and you'll heal the issue. So what we're really doing when we use self-touch, when we tune in, so here's the three steps where we tune in to where the sensation or the pain or the headache or whatever it is held. We use self-touch, which we all know creates oxytocin, right, in the body. And then we tune in again. And we slow down time so that we can really deeply connect to that sensate experience that's going on. So what has to happen? What's next? To be able to make this work, we really need to be able to make an authentic, energetic connection with our client. That happens in the relationship between you and them, where they feel really seen, really cared about, really heard, really understood. So in transpersonal energy healing therapy, we really learn how to listen in a way that's authentic and listen without interpreting, but being able to reflect and respond without interpreting or defining that other person's where they are. And then we need to be able to track the energy to its source and help our client track the energy to its source. We don't have to be psychic. We don't have to be magical. Those characteristics, those qualities come with time and practice and in just being able to ask those questions to your clients. So I have a whole online course that explains this called The Exceptional Practitioner, Transpersonal Energy Healing Therapy. If you'd like to know more about it, I'll be around on the break and on lunch. Please come talk to me. We'll hand out those handouts right after I finish so that you can have that chart that might give you at least a springboard to start with. But I would love to share more with you if anybody is would like to know more. Thank you so much for your time. It's just a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
Thank you.
Oh, here's my thank you. Awesome. Okay.
So we are ready to break for lunch. How was your morning so far?
Great.
Pretty amazing. Are you full? Okay. So this afternoon, what time do we get back from lunch, guys? Is it 2? What? Quarter till 2? 1:45. So we get back from lunch at 1:45. What time is it now? Oh, it's 11. I was thinking it was 12:50. Okay. So we have a really good sized lunch. It's 12:50. 12:15. I'm in La La Land here, okay? I'm just out of it. So 12:15, we get back at, okay, great, perfect. So we have an hour and a half for lunch. And if you haven't done a raffle, or not raffle, but if you want to donate to our cause, you can go back and speak to them. What other? Oh, yes, if you haven't turned in your survey sheet from yesterday, turn it in. You'll get an extra raffle ticket. Oh, the folks that are going to be presenting later for their case studies, meet with me for lunch. We don't have to take the whole time. I just want to review your cases and make sure that we're all going to fit them in. We've got some amazing cases that we're going to do. We have a diabetic 21-year-old that we're going to review, and we have an autistic adult. And I don't remember what the other two are, some chronic elderly folks, and one other, and I didn't remember, a woman with digestive stuff. So it's really great. These are cases that our students have had, and they're going to present them to you and show you their thought process through some of these chronic and very challenging cases. So those of you who are doing that, meet with me, please, in the other room. And where are we? It's, those are already, I needed to, because I reviewed those last night. So, yeah. Yeah.
Color cards. So if you notice that you've got a color card in the back and you received one, if you can just bring those
Yeah, because we're short. We had the first, I think she had sent 56 of them, so the first 56 of you to sign in, register on Friday, got them, and if you came here later, you didn't. So if you were among the first, check your bag, and then if you also took one when they went around, just bring it back so we can share it with the people who didn't. Anything else that we need to know? No? I don't think so. Oh, the handouts are going around now. Laura's handouts are going around now. And there's nothing else I need to announce, right? Oh, yes, and VIP only for the lunch. The lunch will be out here, and the lunch is actually outside. Hopefully it's nice. It looked like it was a little cloudy. But is everybody good? Okay, so we're going to give just a general cheer almost. I'm not a cheerleader, but I like the idea. For all the information you've shared, for all the information and the love that you have in here and the caring and all these dedicated practitioners who all share our mission, we're going to do 1, 2, 3, yes, with our arms up, okay? So 1, 2, 3, yes! All right, see you in a little bit.